Cook said, Shibazaycha for all of that. And for all of those titles that I've had, he said, in my life, and have now mean nothing to me. The only title that ever meant anything to me is my kind, my child. That's all that I ever care. I never knew that my kind. So let's talk for 2 minutes about this being the end of the trip. To think about the end of the trip is being by Rav Cook. And then we'll learn a little Torah.
Well, these guys in a rush for 5 minutes, man.
I was thinking about this last night. When he said you might come here this morning, I was thinking about last night how the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh wanted to come to Eretz Yisrael. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh tried to come to Eretz Yisrael. And he only got as far as Istanbul. And you know that when he got to Istanbul, and that whole trip was also odd. And then when he got to Istanbul, he had such a moich in the countenance, he couldn't remember all of days. He lost everything. And he saw it as a simon from Shemayim that he wasn't allowed to touch himself. He went back to Chutzlars. Then afterwards, his great grandson, Rabbi Nachman Westman, he wanted more than anything to go to Eretz Yisrael. He went on the boat, also in Istanbul. He was acting like a Meshuggah. We have all the stories about what happened to him, how he acted. It was strange, very, very strange, like a crazy person. And he had all kinds of yisurim, terrible yisurim, bizyonis on the boat. But he continued on. With the Baal Shem Tov, there was a storm. They left Istanbul. The Baal Shem Tov left Istanbul, and there was a crazy storm. It sounds like in Yonah. And the Baal Shem Tov told the captain, it's the Sa'ara is because of me. You're all going to die. You better take me back. That's what Baal Shem Tov did. Then Nachman continued on. He got to Eretz Yisrael. But he got to Eretz Yisrael in that strange state. And he was probably whatever he was probably. And then he went back to Europe. Rav Cook made it. And he stayed. He made it and he stayed. So what's the chiluk? What happened? So the shlichus of the Baal Shem Tov, the inyan of the Baal Shem Tov was Karva al Nafshi Ga'ala. That means that to bring a Jew who's in his own personal galus out of galus, to be able to be Megala the Neshama, to be able to come to that point that we were talking about the whole week, that point inside of himself, which is Elyon Navi, which is the Tzadik, to unveil and uncover the essence of himself. So the Inyan of the Shlichus of the Baal Shem Tov was very much the Prat, the individual Jew, in galus. Therefore, his makom is really in galus. The Inyan of Baal Shem Tov was a Jew in galus, and how to remove that Jew from within his own galus, within himself. The Inyan of Rav Kook is the other extreme. The Inyan of Rav Kook is, as we those who learn the Torah of Rav Kook, is all about Klal Yisrael, about Am Yisrael, about the Tzibur, about coming to our land. We'll read a piece in a second. Coming to our land and building our people as a people in our land. And Teres Eretz Yisrael. It's all about Klal Yisrael. Of course, he speaks a great deal about the individual, but the Iker of the Iris of Rav Kook is about Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael. Rabbi Nachman apparently was a Ma'avar. Rabbi Nachman is a Ma'avar between the two. Because you see, by Rabbi Nachman, it's both the Inyan of the Prat and the Inyan of the Klal. But it wasn't yet the time for that to happen. And therefore, Rabbi Nachman had to go back to Chutz Laaretz. And there he was teaching to the end of his life this Inyan of Prat and Klal. Rav Kook was an interesting thing. So, Rav Kook, it seems that Am Yisrael, the Jewish people, couldn't bear anymore being in galus, couldn't bear anymore being lonely, separate individuals. And that Rav Kook was sent on a shlichus from Shemayim to begin the Inyan of Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael as a tzibur. How come the Baal Shem Tov lost his mind, so to speak, on his level? And we see that Rabbi Nachman on his madrega, something happened. So I was thinking that the whole Klal Yisrael lost its mind in Eretz Yisrael. That so much Yiddishkeit was lost, the Moichin of Katniss, and arguing and craziness that's in Eretz Yisrael. That before Mashiach, there's a Shiris HaKelim, there's a breaking down of everything. But Rav Kook was this Inyan of the Klal, not of the Prat. That's not his Ikkar, the Ikkar is of the Klal. So I want to read a piece that we did from Eretz HaTorah. A piece from Eretz HaTorah. Take 2 minutes. because there's a very beginning to read, to learn a Torah out of the tzaddik by his tzim. So this is a Torah that we did when we were learning Arisat Torah. Just listen to the word, it'll take a minute. It's an Arisat Torah Parak Yud Gimel, Siv Gimel. Kol ma shehu shogur b'yachas shel teres chutz laret b'muvan prati. Everything that was with the Torah of chutz laret that was addressing itself specifically, the Torah of chutz laret is talking about the sibur, about the clouds, about improving the life of the individual. All of that is elevated in Eretz Yisrael, and Teres Eretz Yisrael Muvan Klali for the cloud, for Am Yisrael. Teres Chutz La'aretz Eisekes B'Tikun HaNefesh. Teres Chutz La'aretz is Eisekes, its goal is Tikun HaNefesh, the Tikun of the individual Nefesh. Karva El Nafshi Ga'olim, the redemption of the individual. B'Da'ago L'chum Yusa V'ruch Niyusa. The Torah of Chutz La'aretz is concerned with the physical well-being and the spiritual well-being of the individual. For the person as an individual to become successful both in this world and in Ruchnius. Avarak b'tor nefesh pratis. The Torah of Chutz La'aretz is rak b'tor nefesh pratis. Lo kein Teres Eretz Yisrael. But that's not how it is with Teres Eretz Yisrael. He do eges tamid ba'ad haklav. Teres Eretz Yisrael is always worried about the cloud. God calls Nishmas Ha'umakul, the soul of Am Yisrael as a nation, as a people in our country. Apratam Hina Miskansim Vekirba Bechlol, and all of the details gathered together to create a cloud. And Hamas Alim Behiluya, all of the Pratam are elevated through their connection to the cloud, to the nation. Mishatrim Vatarosa, they are crowned with the crown of Am Yisrael. Ateras Teferas Namute Vata, Shemas Yilas Chadish Kavais Lefer Yoysom. Since the beginning of the time of this Galus of Irish Mashiach with the Baal Shem Tov, Baal Shem Tov was working on bringing out the Nekuda of Mashiach in the individual. Rabbi Nachman made a Teretz Yisrael, but he couldn't stay. His shlichus was to bring back the Basura, to get ready for Mashiach, to Chutz La'aretz. He came back to Chutz La'aretz with the Irish Mashiach, Blood of Mashiach. And Rav Kook was eager to come here and to spend his life, the end of his life, the rest of his life, that's the second part of his life here, which is Mamish, the Tikkun of Irish Shomashiach, Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. Mishi B'Zaycha, must be that everything is winding down. And we're standing here overlooking the Haravayas. Rav Kook is Mamish, almost like, but I think directly across from the Haravayas. Directly across from the Haravayas. Could there be any more place that's more appropriate for this Sabbath? Because his entire essence, entire existence, entire being was for Yerushalayim. He should have enough of Salam. We should be zeichet to see the Tchias Amesim. All the tzaddikim, all of the Pratim will join together. The Klal and Klais will be able to go up to Yerushalayim Berina.